The Institute of Economic Affairs has described Ghana's economic performance in the first half of 2011 as mixed. It is therefore suggesting that government spreads growth to other sectors of the economy to generate jobs, thereby addressing the huge unemployment problem, and not concentrating solely on the oil sector, which is expected to make Ghana the fastest growing economy. At a media briefing in Accra to review the country's economy, a senior economist at IEA, John Kwabnakwachi, noted that although real gross domestic product declined in the first and second quarters largely due to seasonality, growth in both quarters were quite strong. Mercy Duncan reports.
The review by the Institute of Economic Affairs centered on the fiscal sector, prices, external sector and economic growth. On prices, which covers inflation, exchange and interest rates, the review showed that the rate of increase in the prices of goods and services remained high despite a single-digit inflation recorded. It said food inflation was relatively lower, exerting dominant influence to keep combined inflation at single digits during the period. Mr. Kwachi said while the 9% target of inflation at the end of the year envisaged by the Bank of Ghana is achievable, bringing inflation down to 5% in 2012 would be a challenge. Thus, he said, is due to the likely pressures from the oil-fueled spending, single-spine salary structure for the public sector, possible future increases in utility tariffs, the Christmas festivities, and election-related spending. He added that increase in the world prices of oil will also have an effect on inflation. He questioned whether single-digit inflation is even desirable at this time due to the potential negative effects of disinflation, especially if implemented too rapidly. On the fiscal sector, Mr. Kwachi said the continual rising trend in Ghana's wage bill is squeezing important development and social expenditure. He said Ghana lacks an effective social safety net, hence the need to carry out reforms that will shape the public sector whilst addressing potential fallout, including possible employment losses.
Mercy Darko reporting.